welcome to Three Good Good Boys. On today's episode, Eli comes up with a stupid game that nobody likes. Duke lives in a Costco, and Anderson really likes salad.
Hey, and welcome back to The Only Podcast.
I'm Eli, the one without a height.
I'm Anderson, the most mature of the group.
I'm Duke, the oldest, but also somehow in the middle because age, I don't know. So today we're talking about food because we started recording and I'm really hungry, so we're talking about food now. Sorry if this makes you hungry. Just a fair warning before the episode starts, you should probably grab a snack or something because this is going to make you really hungry.
And another warning is all the vegetarians, we might talk about meat, so...
Yeah, if you don't want to, like, if you're very serious about it and you don't want to hear about us eating meat, then that is, like, a fair warning. Okay, starting out the podcast, you want to just talk about what we've been eating?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, honestly, I've been eating probably a lot healthier because you kind of, to eat less food, you need to eat, like, more, filling food.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been really focusing on, like, I've been focusing on more, like, replacing things that I would normally eat with other things. So I've been, like, unfortunately, I've had, like, this trend of going more unhealthy, but lately, just because of, like, the whole, you know, situation happening right now, but I've had these meals, I forget exactly what the name of them are, they're from Costco. I think I had it, one of them last night. It was Thai chicken with, like, yellow sauce and rice, and it was really good. It was pretty healthy too, I think.
But
I've been having meals like that are just more like I don't know how to say it exactly, but, like, simple and also still healthy in a way.
It's, like, sustainable, sort of.
Yeah, like, meat. Meat that isn't, like, coming from bad sources. If you, like, I've been trying to, like, I'm not going to stop eating meat, but I've definitely been trying to limit myself to, or, like, to the best of my ability, eating foods that are more sustainably sourced so that they're not coming from, like, slaughterhouses. And, you know, like, if it's chicken, it's, like, free-range chicken and stuff like that for my eggs and stuff like that. And then, like, snack food-wise, I've been doing Cheetos. I don't know. That's not really sustainable. That's pretty much the only snack. I've been eating, more snack foods, just like one per day is what I've been limiting myself to. I really like,
one per day? That's a little bit. I'm a starving person.
Not every day, but, like, I'm having, like, if I want to have a snack, it's rare, but I'm having one. I'm limiting myself to one per day if I do have a snack.
Ice cream is really good in Texas weather. Ice cream is a savior during the summer. If there was no such thing as ice cream, I would probably be dead.
I haven't really gotten to that point yet. I've been more like baking things. I've been baking, like, I think just recently we did like a pancake, but for dessert, like a really big one to do like strawberries and stuff with. And then we've done brownies and cookies and stuff.
I feel like baking has been a thing a lot of people have been like taking up.
Yeah.
Especially baking. Like making bread.
Yeah.
Which I've seen a lot of people do. Which, yeah. I think it's kind of, I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, during, like, this time, you wouldn't think, oh yeah, everyone's gonna be getting into making bread. Like, you would think they're, I'm not saying making bread isn't interesting, but you would think they're doing more unique things. I don't know.
Yeah. I think, like, during these times, it's like, since we're stuck at home, I think people are being a lot more creative with baking and stuff. I've had some incredible, I haven't told the listeners about this, but since I have to eat gluten-free because celiac, I can't have flour and stuff, but, I had this amazing, it was a carrot cake with cream cheese frosting, and it was gluten-free. I can probably, in the description, I can put the gluten-free version and I can find a non-gluten-free version by the same person. That was, like, amazing. It was pretty easy to do, as I remember, and it was, like, a crazy, crazy good cake.
Me, myself, and my family, not as big
bakers. Myself and my family.
Yeah, that's just how words work.
But, yeah, I think I've been baking some. My family's been baking some. It's been a good time in general for food. I've been talking about food. I've been, like, watching some of the food channel
baking
stuff.
Shows,
yeah. I've been eating more popcorn because there's more. I'm watching more movies.
Yeah. Movies have been, like, a really...
The scrumptious butter popcorn.
I forget what
the heck did you just say?
Branded
the Grunk Six?
The Grunk Six, yep. Have you guys had the Grunk Six cookies?
Is it like the spicy flavored popcorn? I forget what I was gonna say. Oh yeah. We've been doing a lot of baking, obviously. I've been watching a lot of baking shows. That's what I was saying. Yeah, like the Great British Bake Off. That's been fun to watch. I watched pretty much all of it already, but they're coming out with some more episodes. And then, like, Chopped, I think, and Guy's Grocery Games. Those are more funny than, like, actually entertaining.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I think there's a lot of good food content if you want to watch that.
Guy's Grocery Game is not the superior Guy Fieri show. It's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
That's
you
true.
Not say Guy's Grocery Game.
I don't know if I can go along with
is
you.
It's better than Diners, Drive-Ins, and
Dives. I don't know if I can agree with you.
Hopefully, that's we can all say that the best TV show for food ever is Worst Cooks in America.
No. I have not watched that show.
The
best one is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I cannot agree.
And no one can say no to that.
Saying that Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is better than Guy's Grocery Games is like saying that John the Pottery Master is better than Harry Potter. It's like they're just on two different levels. Yeah, it's like
it's like saying Quidditch is better than baseball, which is true. So you can't say anything.
He beat me with the stupid Harry Potter proverbs. Yeah. What have you guys? So we've talked about what we've been eating. What have you been thinking about, like, the food in relation to what you've been doing and, like, what you'd rate as the highest for people to try right now and in general, just as, like, specific meals or even, like, specific, like, brands.
Okay. So some of the best burritos I've had in a long time have come from Freebirds or Freebird. I don't know what it's called, but something along the lines of Freebird.
No,
they have
an upside down I. I think it might be only in Texas.
Maybe. Good. Also, yes, Freebird's a song, but that's...
If you live in Costco.
I live in Costco.
If you're in a country that has Costco, is what I meant to say. If you're in a country as Costco.
No one at the country with Costco. Sorry. Costco does it's not you're not allowed to live in Costco. Sorry.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time that I got in trouble for trying to live in Costco. My realtor brought me there.
Back in 86.
Back in 86. If you live in a place with Costco, they have this Thai, I think I already mentioned it. Yeah, they have this Thai chicken meal, I think, that was really good. I had that last night. And then I can link some recipes in the description for things to bake that I've been doing. And then in general, if for like treats for the summer, try
making ice cream.
Try doing mango or like fruit juice, and then look up and then maybe some cream, mixing it all together and making sherbet pops. Those are always good. Like mango and strawberry juice, mix it with a little bit of cream, and then you freeze it in like the right type of freezer, and you get like sherbet pops that are really, really good. And then if you want to not do things yourself, I think, I don't know, specifically in Texas, Central Market has really good, ice cream popsicle type of deals. In general, I don't know, try like shaved ice or shave ice. Shave ice. If you look up specifically shave ice, you'll get higher quality shaved ice because that's like Hawaiian.
Or you can just look up at your realtors and look up where can I live at Costco.
Yeah, Costco supposedly if you live there you get like benefits and you get
you get free ice cream. You get free everything at Costco.
Yeah, if you live in Costco, you get free Costco items. So, try living in Costco. That's definitely a thing. What have you guys been, like, rating your food, what people should try?
I've been ordering out a lot instead of, like, making our own food. But definitely, like, when we're making our own food, like, sliders and stuff.
Yeah.
But then also, like,
little baby burgers.
I may be kind of biased because salads are, like, one of my favorite foods. Mm-hmm. But salads are kind of amazing.
Salads are good.
Do you know what else is really good?
Especially when it's starting to get hot in the Northern Hemisphere here.
What? In the Northern Hemisphere?
Yeah,
we're in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, we're in the Northern Hemisphere. You can't just say when it's starting to get hot, because it's like, oh, can you? Yeah, you can, actually. Because in the Southern Hemisphere, it's getting colder right now. See, I know how hemispheres work. I was right in the first place. When it's starting to get hotter here,
something I've been enjoying a lot is, so we've been cooking a lot more, and we've been eating a lot more Indian food. So my dad once cooked chicken curry.
Uh-huh.
And then they cooked this really good, they cooked okra in Indian style and lentil soup. And with rotis, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I would request.
Okay, yeah.
Request.
So moving on, do you guys want to talk about anything more before our ad break?
We should talk about swimming.
Okay.
How is that related to food and
I have swimming? No idea. My dream is that doing a food podcast, we'll get DoorDash as a sponsor eventually, and then we can, every time we have a food segment, we can link it into DoorDash. What? Swimming?
Yeah, so ice cream and swimming is the, and watermelon and swimming?
Watermelon. I forgot about watermelon. I gotta pick some of that up. Watermelon is good.
So you're just gonna pick it up without buying it? You're just gonna steal it?
Yeah.
Do you live at Costco?
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Since I live in Costco, I can get watermelons for free.
There's community watermelons. Did you know that?
What?
Community watermelons.
How is that renewable?
You didn't know? They made a regrowing watermelon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's quite tasty, honestly. Would suggest. But now, let's go to the ad break.
Alright, we're gonna go to ad break. Here is me giving you an ad.
Wow.
That was such a good ad. What are we advertising? I zoned out, sorry.
Oh yeah, we're advertising, you just listened to the ad, but yeah, we're advertising Anchor, right? That's what we're using to make this podcast. They're a really good service. So yeah, back with the podcast. What should we do next? Let's see. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
What's the best pizza you've had in a while?
Here is a segment that Eli specifically requested. So we're gonna do bad. What was it, Eli?
Weird laws.
Weird laws. Okay. So, yeah.
Welcome to the weirdest of the laws. Dun dun dun.
Oh God. yeah. What do you have for us this time?
The rules are: I pick one of you guys to see if this is a law or not a law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically
it's,
it.
It's true he's or basically false answers.
He's basically just going to give us the name of a law or what a law entails, and then ask us true or false, and then we answer true or false. I think that's what he wants us to do. I'm not sure. It's mildly entertaining. You might get a kick out of it.
And the first law is Duke.
Okay.
Is a chicken not allowed to cross the road in Maine?
Chickens are allowed to cross the road in Maine.
That is true.
Hey.
Anderson, in Colorado, is it illegal to keep a couch on your porch?
Yeah, it is.
That is correct. In Colorado, you cannot keep a couch on your porch. In Indiana, is it illegal to ride a horse above 10 miles per hour?
It is not.
It is illegal. You can only ride a horse in Indiana below 10 miles per hour.
What if your horse wants to go over 10 miles an hour?
Well, that's a parking ticket.
You get arrested for speeding.
A parking ticket?
Yep,
for
you get a parking ticket.
A parking ticket?
Oh, God. When I get caught for speeding and my horse on Indiana. I was planning on going all the way up to Michigan on my horse, but I guess I can't do that, so. Yeah, okay, what's your next law? That's for Anderson, right?
Anderson, in Maine, is it illegal to park in front of Dunkin' Donuts?
No. It's not
it
illegal.
Is illegal!
Wait, what?
Park in front of Dunkin' Donuts
Where are your sources?
That's such a specific law. Can you not park in front of donut shops? Or specifically Dunkin' Donuts?
No, it's just Dunkin' Donuts.
That's really weird.
Check your facts. Okay, the next one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Duke.
Yes.
Are sleeveless shirts allowed in public in Maryland?
Sleeveless shirts are allowed in public in Maryland.
They are not.
Man, I was planning on... Man, I got all my tank tops and I was moving to Baltimore.
Oh, that's not happening.
By the way, I just found out that in California, it's illegal to build or use a nuclear weapon. And if you do, you have a $500 fine.
Oh, that's a big
only cost. A $500
yeah,
fine?
It's $500.
Oh, yeah, I just built a nuke, and I'm going to kill everyone in a two-mile radius. The police pull up, sorry, bud, we're going to have to take that away from you.
Sorry, bud, we got to confiscate that.
$500 fine.
Okay, so Anderson, this is for both of you. It's speed fast rounds.
Okay, so lightning round.
Is it illegal to sit on sidewalks in Nevada?
It is illegal to sit on sidewalks.
You are correct. Duke gets the first point.
I know that because of Las Vegas, I think. That makes sense to me, at least. Okay, next one for Anderson.
No. Wait, what? You both have to answer
yeah,
at
the
same
time. Yeah, we both have to answer.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm used to, like, something, this kind of deal with wait, don't tell me. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Are you allowed to be shirtless in the middle of the road for a male in Maine?
Yes. You're
that
allowed
is
to.
True. Anderson gets a point. 1-1. In New Hampshire, is it not allowed to pick up seaweed off the beach?
You're not allowed to.
That is correct. 2-1, Anderson. Are bulletproof vests banned?
Yes.
While committing a crime in New Jersey.
They're banned.
They are.
Hey, I got the point for that.
Dang it, come on.
The point. 2-2. And are idiots banned from voting in New Mexico?
No. They're not banned.
They are banned.
Wait, what? Hold on, I need proof of this.
Wait, what do you mean about that one, boy?
Yeah, people, sorry. You're going to need to link me the article for that one.
Same people. So, like, people convicted of felons.
What? That you is totally different. That is crazy and utterly different. I call for
idiots
a judge.
Not the same as insane people. Just because I'm stupid doesn't mean I'm crazy.
Okay, that one does not count as any points. No one gets a point. That didn't count. In New York, are slippers banned after 10
yes,
p.m.?
Yes, they are
no,
banned.
They're
banned.
They're not.
They are banned.
What?
3-2.
Can't believe.
And the last episode, last one for 2 points.
Okay.
For 2 points.
Okay.
Is this your son match?
It is.
All right. Dun, dun, dun. We answer in the first 5 seconds. We need to think. Okay. Okay. Fine.
South Carolina.
We can't answer before he's done asking the question.
Yeah. Okay, that works. That works.
In South Carolina. You can play pinball if you're a minor.
You can't.
Oh.
You can't. Duke gets the points. 4-4. It's a tie ball game. Overtime.
Okay. The only reason I knew that was because the New York governor thought pinball was for, like, gangsters or something, I think, in the 70s. And so he just completely banned it. So I figured that would probably happen similarly.
In Tennessee... Okay. Are you not allowed to share your Netflix password?
You are.
You're not.
You're not. Anderson wins.
What? No, I did. What?
You said you are not. No, you said you
not.
Are. You said you are. Anderson wins.
We'll leave that up to the listeners to decide, because I said you are not.
Send an email to us and tell us.
Or even just tell us in our Discord server.
Yeah, tell us in the Discord server.
Either way, you can send an email or the Discord server in the description.
You said shameless pug.
There will also be a link to a shameless pug in the description.
Yeah, I'm going to search that right now.
Costco. Well, I think we can just wrap up the food episode and then maybe talk about the future of this segment. Okay, so I guess I can start this off. So we had a lot of fun talking about food today. I think we've pretty much all agreed, like all three of us have agreed, that this will be a segment in future episodes so that it's not completely boring you. It will just be like a quick update. Same with Eli's stupid, dumb laws segment. That'll also be a thing in the future.
Next time we do this episode, it will be English laws, British laws. So remember to study up on British dumb laws.
I'm definitely not going to do that. But that's the future of the segment. And then we also have some... shameless plugs and maybe a shameless pug or two. Really the most important thing for us in my opinion, we talked about the future of the segment. Let's go back to a review on food and then maybe one last thing Anderson can have talk about and then we'll wrap up. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. So, what do you want to do?
Me?
Wrap up. Yeah, and you're, like, just, do you want to have a segment or whatever?
Before we leave, I need to know everyone's favorite pizza place so we can debate next episode.
Okay.
Oh, we should debate this episode.
Are we talking about fast food or
any pizza?
Like sit-down pizza. Okay, actually, okay, we should probably divide
this?
It up.
How about this? So this first is, we do fast food, and then we do
Okay, this sit-down. Week we'll talk about fast food, and then in the food segment, next time we do it, we'll talk about actual, like, sit-down. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Domino's. Sorry.
No, it's Papa John's. It's definitely Papa John's.
No, it's a Domino's. Their bread Domino's. Is just...
No, it's Papa John's. Whoever thinks it's not...
Domino's has gluten-free. I'm sticking with Domino's.
Right? It's kind of... I think it's Papa John's. Okay.
Not Domino's.
Oh, you're wrong. Thing. You're just wrong.
Best fast food wings.
I don't know. I can't probably... Can't
Duff's remember. Wings is good.
Duff's is good. Wingstop is good.
You can't have wings.
Probably, like, my kitchen is good. I don't know.
I'll say both. Both Duff's and Wingstop. It matters what you want.
All right. Okay. Last one that I get to say. Best taco place.
PetSmart. PetSmart is really good for wings.
Best taco place. Not, did you just say PetSmart?
PetSmart. Yeah, bro. Wait, so you buy the chicken?
You don't buy a chicken. You just go in and buy a parrot, and then you cook them alive.
They're tasty, dude. Don't Pet judge
smart.
Me.
More like okay. Wings Smart. Okay. This is my choice. Tacos. Best taco place. Like,
ooh,
sit down.
Best
taco place.
Torchy's Tacos is actually really good.
I agree with you. Torchy's Tacos. Well, actually, I like Rusty Taco. What do you think, Eli?
Yeah, they're both so good.
Okay, is it fast food or just anything?
Sit down.
Oh, Fresno. Fresno.
Fresno the city? Like Fresno. In California?
Fresco Tacos.
Okay.
That honestly sounds like off-brand Costco.
Off-brand?
I almost just said off-brand Comcast.
Oh, I thought you said off-brand Costco.
Eli, we'll wrap it up after this. Answer me this. Can you live in Fresca Taco or Fresco Taco, whatever it's called?
I don't know.
It's not the best then. Yeah. That's been the food
this
episode.
Has been three good, good boys.
Yeah, here's our wrap-up. So, before we end it all, we have some shameless plugs.
Before we end it all?
Everything.
Before we end it all?
Okay, to be clear, we're not ending it all. Before we end the episode, we've got some shameless pugs, plugs, and the like to share with you. So, really, first of all, we've gotten some really good reviews. Not even, like, 5 stars, just good reviews in general. That we've changed some things, so we hope that you like. We've just appreciated the feedback from you guys. We'd really love it if you have Discord, please join our Discord server, because in the future we want to do segments with the listeners, and that's probably the easiest way to do it. If you'd like to apply for positions in the Discord server, if you have any questions, if you want to know more about the content we use, or if you want to suggest content for an episode, you can reach us at our email, which is in the description. Lastly, we'd love it if you can go to our Patreon, not even buy anything, just look at it and see in the future. This is the type of content you'll be getting in bonus episodes. They might be a little bit shorter. You won't be getting them the YouTube variants, which are also going to be posted on our YouTube channel. But you will be getting them ad-free and bonus if you subscribe at the second tier. And you will be getting shout-outs if you subscribe at any tier. So just, like, think about it. We're really just wanting to get better equipment, and that's the only reason we have it. So, yeah, overall, I've had fun recording. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.